Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of Living Life at LifeU. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia. And today we are joined by another beautiful member of the business program at Life University. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for taking a little bit of your time to join us and to let the world know what business looks like at Life University. Talk to us a little bit. Introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do in the university? What is your role?
Yes, I am Dr. Paula Billups. I've been with Life University for 6 years now. I began as an adjunct professor in the undergraduate program, teaching in the business degree. And I was later offered a full-time position. The thing that brought me to Life University, however, is I did my doctoral work on the intersection of positive psychology and positive leadership.
Wow.
And I was really kind of, my interest was piqued by the fact that Life University had just recently started that positive psychology program, which is an area that I'm passionate about, and I wanted to integrate it with my study of leadership and management. And so that's what initially brought me to Life University, although I've lived in Marietta for like 20 plus years.
So. That's awesome. Absolutely love that. And yes, I adore the positive psychology program at Life University. It is so moving and it's so welcoming. Mm-hmm. And we just recorded a few minutes ago, another podcast on the positive psychology. But let's talk about the business. Talk to me about what is your role within the business program at LifeU.
Exactly. Well, my role specifically, because my area of focus in my doctoral work was management and leadership, mm-hmm. I teach their coursework, primarily principles of management, leadership development, organizational behavior, project management. So although I also teach other classes within the business curriculum, those are my primary areas of focus. And it's really related to, I guess, the fact of why I decided to study leadership when I went to pursue my doctoral degree. And I've often, worked in organizations where I've questioned, maybe some leadership decisions that were being made and what was behind them. Were they theory-based or, how they were reaching some of their conclusions? And I just thought a further exploration of that topic might be interesting to pursue. So, and it very well was for me.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Talk to me about what is the life of a business undergrad degree student looks like at LifeU.
Sure. At LifeU, most of our students actually come in and they may initially come in thinking they want to be a business owner. And so I think that's what kind of, moves them in that direction as they're making a decision to select a degree program. But for our students, we start off with just a basic kind of exploratory nature of the whole area of business. So as they take their introductory coursework, they're introduced to all the areas of business that they're going to address throughout their program here, as well as the other, core foundational courses that are required for any college degree. Mm-hmm. And I think what really makes us unique is our team of business faculty. We have a lot of experience within education as well as outside running our own businesses and how to make a business successful. And, in this day and age, with a lot of younger students wanting to pursue that route, we can maybe help them understand that although it may sound glamorous to be an entrepreneur, it's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be willing to pursue that path, that hard work starts now. So we should be able to see it in how you pursue your coursework here at Life University. And we want to see that you're goal-oriented and you know what your purpose is. And so those are some of the things that I stress as I work with students here at Life University.
That's awesome. And what are some of those classes that you teach currently?
Principles of management. I teach the leadership development class. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching an organizational behavior class, which is really interesting because there's been so many situations this year with organizations and individuals and behaviors that have not necessarily been, as we would have liked to see them. Exactly. And I'm trying to always point out the positive perspective, but I wish there were more positive examples to share with them. But today we were talking about, positive leadership and purpose and accountability and, are they, as students, being accountable, for making sure that they, complete their degree program and obtain the knowledge that they're going to need to go out into the world of business or into their own business.
That's awesome. And what would you say it's three things a positive leader should have and should be building on as their students?
Exactly. Well, first, I'm going to aim this at students. I believe the number one thing is time management. Mm-hmm. Management, as I instruct the topic of management, there are four primary functions. It's planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. Mm-hmm. And so in that planning function, it's all about managing your time and just making sure that you have a good balance of pursuing things that are important versus things that are less important and knowing how to prioritize. Very early on in my career here at Life University, I had an opportunity to be involved in a research study where I was looking at self-efficacy in our undergraduate students. And the curriculum that I used for that study was Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I used the college students version of that curriculum. And one of the habits is putting first things first. And so as Dr. Covey addresses that habit, he talks about using what's known as a time matrix. So you kind of map out, you know, for all the activities and tasks you pursue, are they important, you know, to be low or high priority. And I try to share that with my students as we discuss time management because it's so critical to mm-hmm. them. And they'll often share that that's the challenge that they're having here at Life University is time management. The other is networking and building effective relationships. We have such a diverse culture here on campus, and they really need to take advantage of that to meet and work and team with students from all over the country. That's, you know, what I love most about Life University. But they need to be learning to build those relationships as they're still a student and not only build relationships with other students and faculty and administration, but really, you know, have an opportunity to work within the community. In the community, maybe work for a nonprofit or, you know, on your job, just have an opportunity to meet other people outside of Life University who can direct your paths in ways that maybe someone at Life University may not be able to. Right. And as you network and build those relationships, it's going to be so important to develop those leadership skills. So obviously, as business students, you know, they're obviously going to be having opportunities through their coursework to, you know, be team leader or work in teams or, you know, lead efforts. But that's something that they can, you know, document on their resume. And it's something that employers are looking for as, you know, for new graduates. Mm-hmm. I also highlight for my management students that there are a lot of companies who offer like management development programs. And I try to encourage them to like do research on those companies. Because if you really don't know like what type of industry you want to work in or what type of organization or even what you want to do as a business student, you know, work, pursue organizations that have a management development program that can, you know, offer mentoring, additional professional development, rotational programs, et cetera, that kind of really puts you in the best, you know, stands to be an organizational leader.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Well, thank you for sharing those. Sure. Talk to me a little bit about what are some of those, I guess, challenges that you have guided some of your students as they're, you know, trying to understand, you know, obtaining a bachelor's degree looks like and also going successfully graduating.
Exactly. Well, sometimes, and I'll speak from a faculty standpoint, with our students, many of the students in the undergraduate program, which is where I instruct, they're also student athletes. And so they have so many other commitments outside of the classroom. And sometimes just prioritizing your academic, you know, work is something that, you know, we have to continually remind them of and remind them that, you know, if this doesn't get accomplished, you know, whether they're successful as an athlete or not, you really do need the academics to fall back on.
Right.
And, you know, and maybe in certain situations, they're not going to have that athletic career in coaching or sports management that they're kind of hoping that they might be able to pursue, you know, in addition to their academic program. So it's really just reminding them that, you know, academics is important, but you need a fallback plan or a plan B. I know I had many when I was in school. And so I want them to, you know, know other routes that are going to be available to them. the great thing about the study of business is that there are so many areas of business that they can pursue, and it doesn't really even matter that they don't know specifically what area of business they want to pursue when they graduate, because they're going to be introduced to those areas once they, you know, gain employment. So my goal is to stress that they need to keep those grades up, you know, make sure they're making contacts, pursuing internships, mm-hmm. so that they're more marketable as they enter the job force.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And for those who have graduated and those who are now business managers, mm-hmm. what are, I guess, some steps that we can follow to improve communication amongst departments in our businesses?
Exactly. That's such an important part, the whole communication. And, you know, with all the advances in technology and then all the shifts to remote work, et cetera, it can be a little more challenging for managers. But if you do have, if you're a manager and you have a remote workforce that, or a partially remote workforce, you know, obviously a lot of companies are, you know, using video calls and video mm-hmm. meetings, and, you know, obviously that's a good avenue. But the younger generation, they are so social media, you know, savvy, so smartphone savvy. So if your workforce includes, you know, Generation Z, you know, make sure you're actually using that as one of the manners that you communicate with them, because they're very familiar with those communication platforms. And then in terms of the beyond the communication platforms, it's really important to build relationships with the other departments within your organization. It's so easy for organizational silos to exist where one organization is not, you know, working as collaboratively as it could with another department. So it's important to understand how other departments communicate mm-hmm. so you can communicate best with them. For example, marketing is primarily remote. So, you know, maybe the way I would reach out to marketing would be different, you know, than the way I would reach out to another academic unit. And then finally, with communication, I think it needs to be two-way. So, you know, for example, I served on the Faculty Senate, and so we instituted town hall meetings where there was an opportunity for faculty specifically to meet with administration. So mm-hmm. that two-way intercommunication needs to occur.
Absolutely.
And it needs to be at a regular interval so that, you know, Life University is constantly evolving, changing. And the more the employees are aware of the change, the more that they can offer their, you know, talents in ways that are only going to improve Life University.
The higher satisfaction, the
exactly.
higher retention.
Exactly. They'll be more motivated to do their work. And I'm so glad you mentioned the motivation piece. Because as leaders and managers, there's nothing, you know, for as an employee, there's nothing more demotivating that than not having a manager or leader who seems to be motivated in their role.
Right.
And so as managers and leaders, we need to kind of walk the talk, yeah. Be the change that we want to see in employees. And so just being more motivating, taking additional courses in leadership development, if that's an area of need. But that's going to be so important in growing and keeping the workforce engaged and motivated.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Sure.
Thank you for spending a few minutes of your busy schedule with
us
today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. I hope you guys really enjoyed another episode of Living Life at LifeU. We hope to see you on the next one. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Have a nice one, guys.